I'm coming and I'll kill him. So they said, okay, no problem, you come and kill him. So then the fight took place, and then what happened? To save Pundik Vasudev, this Kashi, this king of Kashi, he came, and along with him his son also came. But Krishna killed everybody and Vasudev. And he was so, angry that he burned up all the Kashi. And then Lord Shiva also had to run from there. And he left his ashrams there and went. And then he, crossing Navadvip, he went there in Jagannath Puri and took shelter at Loknath Dev there. Loknath Swami. Where that path name also took place. Yeah. So he's saying sometimes Krishna, he goes in Kailas Parvat, the residing place of Lord Shiva, and he do puja for Shankar. Why he does puja? Due to connecting it with his Dwarka Leela. He has all the wife's children, Rukmini and everybody, Satyam everybody, but Jambavati doesn't have a son. So he goes with Jambavati there and prays to Shiva for a son there. And then by his boon, they get a son. Jambavati gets a son, whose name is Samuhik. Sambal, yes. Sambal or Samuhik. It's like that. And this is the same person. He got cursed from Durvasa Muni, and then he had that, we were not getting the English pronunciation of that word, that iron rod which you call Musu. What do you call that?
Iron bar.
Iron bar or something like that. Iron bar?
Huh? What is it?
You don't know. You see, just like we mash things in the mixie, mm-hmm. but we have this pot-like thing made of
mortar
stone.
And pestle.
You call it pestle?
Mortar and pestle.
Mortar and pestle.
Mortar.
What are the spellings? M-O-R?
P-E-S-T-E-L?
Pestle?
P-E-S-T-L-E.
P-E-S-T-L-E. Pestle. Right. So, then, that pops into...
Musa.
Yeah. So, then, that he got the curse from Durvasa. And then this moose, this pestle is no one else but Shankar himself there.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And he, the whole pastime of annihilation of Yadu Dynasty took place there. He acted like that.
He was the
Shankar, he came in the form of pestle and did all the things.
Why?
Marjan said, yeah, but he's telling that he's serving Krishna everywhere in all different forms. He's serving Shankar.
And the matter of destroying.
Yeah, yeah, particularly in that. So, Shankar, he has three different, we can see Shankar in three different ways, he's saying now. First, in this Jagatik Leela, Nar Leela, that is, pastimes which are in the material world. And then, as Sadashiv Tattva, and then, as that he's wanting to go in the Rasa and all that, that is Gopeshwar, that three forms he's telling. Mm-hmm. For demigod, he is Sadashiv Tattva. And then in between completing this, he spoke for the pastime of Rameshwar, connecting this. He's also called Rameshwar. Confirming this, why demigods call him like this. In Rameshwar, when they were doing puja, all these brahmanas and everybody, and they were calling him Rameshwar ki jai, Rameshwar ki jai. That means Shiva is the master of Ram, right? So they were speaking like this. But all the demigods, they came and they stopped. They said, no, this is not the right meaning of Rameshwar. Rameshwar means Ram is master and Shiva is also master. Both are equal. That is the meaning of Rameshwar. And then immediately that deity, plucked it, and Shiva came himself out and he said, no, this is not the meaning. Ramaha Yashyasya Ishvara means Ram is the master of Shiva. That is Rameshwar ki jai. So, considering that, he says, the three different forms are Shishya, Guru and Mitra. As Sadashiv Tattva, he is Sakha, and in Nar Leela, he is Guru. Nar Leela means in this material world, he is Guru, and Ram and Krishna are his disciples, and in his Braj Leela, he is Shishya. And also in Godrum Deep, we see the half Shankar, half Krishna form as Harihar Dev. We see there also. So in Mahaprabhu's Leela, Advaita Acharya is Mahavishnu. So he is Mahavishnu. His part and parcel, Shankar, as Rudra resides in Kailash and manages this affair. So in Navadvip, he is there in the form of Vridhisi, that means old person, and Yogamaya is in the form of Prod. And he spoke about this four, how Shiva is there in Braja, at Nandishwar, at Chakleshwar, at Gopeshwar, and then in Mathura we have Bhuteshwar, like that, four different forms.
Wait, I didn't quite get this one.
What?
Is this the guru?
He says in Naralila. Naralila, in this festival, he is guru.
Who is guru?
Shiva is guru.
Uh-huh.
And in Sadashiv form, he is Mitra, Sakha.
Oh,
so Sadashiv Tattva, because it is Vishnu Tattva, it is not different.
Well, who is Sakha is here at Sadashiv?
Mahavishnu.
Mahavishnu is
Krishna. So Mahavishnu is Krishna, they
are
like
one. And Naralila, he is all guru.
He is guru. And in Brajalila, in that Aprakrit there,
he
is Shishya.
He
is Shishya of Gopi.
Uh-huh.
So it's three different relations.
I see.
Now he was saying that this Devi, known as Durga, known as Chandi, she wears a garland of human skulls. Why she wears like that? She's looking for those people who are chanting the mantra Namaha Shivaya Shivoham Shivoham. Those are chanting this mantra. So she says, oh, till today I was your mother and now you want to make me your wife? How is this possible? So she cursed the neck of these people who chant this mantra.
I don't understand this. But first of all, they come.
So they,
Namaha
Shivaya, worshipping Lord Shiva and taking the mercy of Parvati Devi.
And then,
yeah, and then they afterwards, when they become perfected, and they said, Shivoham, I am Shiva. That means now the Parvati is their wife. So this is all personal kind of thing. So she cuts the head of these people and her tongue is out along looking for those people. So Shankar and Parvati, they are both Vaishnava and Vaishnavi, they are bhakta of Krishna. And he's very merciful, he says, very, very merciful. Even Krishna doesn't give those things, and he's so much resisting in giving these special boons which we want, and Shankar is freely giving that we should ask for his mercy. He says, Krishna and Shankar, why difference? Because Krishna, he checks what he wants to give, what is beneficial for the living entity, he gives accordingly. Just like Dhruva, he gave him all this boon to rule for 36,000 years, but still he also gave him Krishna Bhakti, because he knew, unwillingly he gave, fulfilled his desire. But Shankar doesn't care, whatever you want, take it, whatever you want, take it, no problem. If you want poison, take poison, he doesn't care for that. Similarly, Devi, Parvati, she is like that. Materialistic people, they are asking for so many desires and she doesn't, you whatever you want, take it. Like that. But Krishna is not like that. And Shankarji is also very dear to Krishna in the sense that those works which nobody can do, he assigns this job to Shankarji. For example, he wanted to preach this impersonalist philosophy here. And then first he called Brahma and other people and they refused to say, we cannot do this for you. So he called Shankar. And Shankar said, okay, I'll do. And then, on the orders of Krishna, he spread this Prachanna Bodha Dharma, which is in person with Shankaracharya. And not only this, he's serving in different pastimes as Bhima, with Pandavas, as Hanuman, as Garuda, all these forms of are of Shankar. They are like part and parcel of what you call it. And also in the battle of Mahabharata, to make Arjuna win, Lord Krishna, he invited Hanuman to give him his powers to win this battle. Then he spoke one or two nice stories that how Lord Shiva is merciful, and he spoke that in English. So that about Hunter, how he went in. You want to hear that?
I couldn't understand at the end what happened.
Okay, okay.
He was up in the tree.
Okay.
Yeah, we couldn't. He didn't give all the English.
He spoke truth. He spoke two stories at that time. So the story goes like this, that this one hunter, he went in the forest and he wanted, of course he is going for hunting, so, but whole day he could not get any animal to kill. So it was like 6 p.m. in the evening and it was getting darker and darker. So He just had a water pot with him and didn't have anything. He was hungry, he didn't eat anything. But now it was night time, so he thought, I must climb up a tree, because now it's night time and if any animals come, they leave me, lion or tiger, whatever. So he climbed up in the tree. But this tree was bale tree.
Mm-hmm.
And this bale tree's leaves are most favorable for worshipping Shankar. So when he was climbing up, so when he climbed, due to his scratching, few leaves fall down and also few drops of water fall down. So this was the first puja of Lord Shiva, because underneath the tree there was a shivling lying there. So first puja was done. This was the first puja of first Brihad in the night time. Then after 3 hours there came a she-deer, and this person, hunter, he wanted to kill that deer. So as soon as he targeted his arrows for that, she spoke, no, don't kill me, don't kill me. Why? She said, I have a baby and I want to go and feed my milk. When you come back, then you can kill me. And then he said, no, you're not going to come, you want to go away. And then few arguments passed and he said, no, she took boon and all that. So he said, okay, he let her go. Then she went there, and then she told this story to him, fed milk to his children, also told this thing to his husband who was there. And husband said, no, you stay here, I will go there. Like this, spoke.
Mm.
But Maharaj spoke like this, but Maharaj was like, he was not able to, remember the whole story himself also. But I heard this story from Premananda Prabhu today morning, so I know this happened. Actually, when she went at home, then his son was not there also, and her husband was also not there, both were not there. So she started looking for these people. Where is my son so that I can fed milk, and where is husband so I can tell him what has happened. So she was looking, but then what happened? I said that Maharaj also was not able to remember the story. So then, incidentally, this husband, he also reached at the same spot. And this is after 3 hours, this she-deer has left. And this again, this hunter tried to kill, and then few leaves fall down, and few water drops fall down, and the second worship was done of Lord Shiva underneath in the ground. And then he also said, no, don't kill me. He said, why don't you? He said, my wife is there and I should tell them at least that I'm not going to come anymore, they're waiting for me. So he said, no, you just want to escape. He said, no, I don't want to kill. And he also said, I'll surely come, so let him go also. So he went there and he didn't see his son and wife, because they were looking, searching for each other, so he was searching for them. Then, somehow or another, the son came there at the spot. And then he tried to kill him again. And then again a few leaves fall down and a water fall down. So third puja was done of Lord Shiva. And then he said, no, my mother and father, they don't know, they'll worry for me. At least let me tell them that I'm not going to come anymore. So this same way he let him go. So by this time he has done 3-4 pujas. And then Lord Shiva was happy because he got a favorable leaf and he also got that water, both things got. Now, then they also meet. All of them, this he dear, and their son, they all meet together and said, this has happened, he said, this has happened, this is, oh, so we all in a cab now. They all went to that, said, okay, we have given words to that, we must go there. So when they go there, so before that, by this time, Lord Shiva was completely pleased, because he's so innocent, and he's so innocent, so he appeared, and he came in between. And here something also, Srimad Prabhu told something else also, which I also forgot, some connection took place here. But Lord Shiva, he came, manifested himself, personification came there, personified, and he fulfilled the desire of that hunter. He was killing so that he can sell and get money. So he fulfilled the desire of money and all the things, and also this she and this deer was saved, and he doesn't have to kill that. But probably, because every time he wanted to kill them, so due to this movement, this water and leaves are falling down. So Shiva's puja was done. So I think this is why these deers are helping in this pastime, in this story. So this was another story. And then he spoke another story, that again one hunter was hearing about Lord Shiva's pastime at some place, and some sadhu was telling the glories of Lord Shiva. And he said, so easily can be pleased Lord Shiva. No problem, so easily, in few days. He said, okay. With full faith, he went in the jungle and took a shivling there and started worshipping. 4-5 days after, he saw nothing is happening. He said, why nothing is happening? he took one fruit of the birchi and smashed the chimney. It doesn't appear, and he was saying you'll appear, and then she was saying, oh, okay, what do you want? And then he gave his boons whatever he wanted. So, but we should pray to Lord Shiva for Vrindavana Jaya Shambhu, what do you call it, this verse, again, forget, I do not get this verse. We should pray for this for our entering in the pastimes of Lord Krishna and Radha. Vrindavana Tipate Jay Soma Soma Mole Sanaka Sanandan Sanatan Naradeyam Gopishwara Braja Vilasi Yugandri Padane Prema Prayat Nirupadi Namo. Probably it says that we want Nirupadi.
What's that?
Nirupadi means devoid of any other desires.
Pure.
Any pure, completely pure, without any other distractions. This kind of thing we want.
Thank you very much.
And in him, this is how much is there. If anyone is not in a comfortable zone, pure person, but in association with that person, and it's an easy to use that person, oh, he is trembling, he is getting out of the desire, he is coming, then he becomes so glad. And sometimes some then it is called Chayarathya. And going on, after some time, by the grace of that Vaishnava, the Vaishnava, it will be Rati, pure Rati. This is Chaya. And then there is a Mayavadi, Advaitavadi, and he wants Mukti, and he sees that, oh, it is very easy to have Mukti by Harinam, by remembering Krishna, by worshipping deity. It is very easy. So he becomes so pleased that Ashtakarti comes. Then it is Rati.
What is
in your Rati? Because in water or any vessel where there is pot, water, sun is
reflected.
This reflection is not sun, but it seems like sun. There is no sun. But it reflects. If water is going like this, or any shadow will come of tree or anything, it will vanish. So in this way, Mayavadi, when seeing Vaishnava and chanting them, and he thinks that, oh, it is very easy to have Mukti. We know so much
austerities
and all things. So I will take name, chant Hari name, and do some archan. I will remember the Krishna Katha, and I will go to the places of Krishna, and Mukti will come very easily. And then he becomes so glad and tears coming, romance, and this is Pratibimba, reflection. There are two kinds of abhas, Pratibimba and Chaya. So, Pratha is of two kinds. From beginning, Satta is of two kinds. One, Sattabha, and another is Chaya, Pratibimba abhas. apsapta. What is the meaning of apsapta? Apsapta?
Full faith.
Full faith. In?
Guru,
Vaishnava, Shastra. Hari, Guru, Vaishnava, Shastra. What they are told, it is true to extent. And for this, if anyone cuts my head, my body in pieces, but yet I will not leave it, then it is pure Sraddha. Sometimes, Sraddhabhas. Sraddhabhas means not really pure Sraddha, but like Abhas. Generally, 99% person Sraddha is Sraddha, but not pure Sraddha. They can leave bhajan at any time. They can go in the clutches of Maya very soon. As soon as anything so beautiful, so attractive, they can less bhakti. But actually, they will show that I am doing bhakti. Hari name and chanting Hari name, doing devotional services, everything. But actually, they want growth. So they left it. And the one is they pretend to do, chant Hari name, reading Shastra, and after some time they will all leave and go to hell. So this is Rasyabhyam, Sadhyabha. When there is Sadhya, then name is Shuddha name. When there is Sadhyabha, then name is, chanting of name is Namabha. Understand? Namabha. If anyone has pure Sadhya, then it is. But when there is Sadhya pure, it is not so that Shuddha pure name will be. Why? You have so much faith. But your bhakti has not come in Mistha because of so many anas. No? When Mistha will come in Ruchi, no necessary that their name has been pure. Because some anas are there. When Bhav will come, really Bhav, then it will be chance to pure, because our Atma and everything will be at that time pure. Without this, pure name will never. So when there is a rap, Sraddha Abhas, name will be Namabhasa. Say Namabhasa gives Shubha Prasad. If there is Sraddha Abhas, Chaya, and Chaya Namabhas is done, not Pratibimba Namabhas. Mayabadi and Karmi, all they do Pratibimba Namabhas. But Shuddha Vaishnava do Chaya Namabhas at first. And this Chaya Namabhas transforms to pure Namabhas. Pure Namabhas. So he is telling that Chaya Namabhas or Chaya Sraddhabhas is somewhat better and it produces good fruit. In note he is telling that in Shastra, in Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Chaitamrita and other books, we see Namabhas, Vaishnavabhas, Sraddhabhas, Bhavabhas, Rasiabhas, Premabhas, Muktiabhas, and there are so many words. నవభాతి సిద్ధం అవుతున్నాను. వైష్ణవ భాష రఘునాథ్ దాస్ హ్యాస్ టోల్డ్ హిస్ ఫాదర్
వైష్ణవ ప్రాయ్
ఈజ్ బెటర్ బట్ నాట్
వైష్ణవ ప్రాయ్
ఇస్ నాట్ గుడ్ ఇట్ సెన్స్ దట్ హీస్ వైష్ణవ్ బట్ యాక్చువల్లీ నాట్ బెటర్ a Visayi Praya means it seems to Visayi but not Visayi Siddha Vaishnava. Everywhere that there is name of Abhas or Abhas has been told, everywhere there is a very beautiful meaning. So, abhas are of two kinds, sarup abhas or pratibimb abhas. Sarup abhas is chaya abhas. Sarup abhas is called chaya, and pratibimb abhas. Sarup abhas vastu purna kanti sankutit bhavate prakashita. Like megha channa, like there is clouds in the sky, and sun is not fully seen. So there is megha channa, so here is swarupa bhas, chaya bhas. Sometimes it is covered with clouds, and sometimes uncovered. Uncovered means swarupa. And when it is covered, then Sarupa Bhas. It is better. Doing name, her bhog, moksha and other worldly desires to fulfill. That name is Pratibimba Namabhas. The Saddha is Pratibimba Saddhabhas. I was telling that all the root of all these things, even is Sarubhram. Bhakti Vinod Thakur has told that anarthaka of four times. Sarubhram. Pratam Krishna, Hridaya Daurbalya, Aparad, Sotin. And among four, every four are divided into four. So now, Sarup Brahm. Sarup Brahm is Brahm of Krishna Sarup. If you don't realize this Krishna Swarup, then our Swarup will be covered. So Jiva Swarup, Krishna Swarup, Bhakti Swarup, Maya Swarup. Four Swarup to be known. Krishna is himself, Swayam Bhagavan Krishna, and he సర్వశక్తిమాన్ అభిరసామి సింధు సర్వకారణ కారణ సృష్టి అండ్ హి ఆరాధ్య ఆఫ్ ఆల్ అండ్ హి ఈజ్ ఆల్వేస్ జీవర సురిఫై నిత్య కృష్ణదాస్
And this Krishna Das has been divided into four or five. Sant Das Tapt Basal Madhur. In five. Amongst them, the highest is Madhur of Gopika. This is Karup Gyan. Then he Jiva Gyan. He accesses that and up to Madhura. There are Anuki, they are Sakti Parinam. Some Sakti, they are in Virai. Some Tatas are Sakti, Jiva Sakti. So they have been conditional souls, but they are conditional souls from anadikal. But Maya can go easily if we can do her.